The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, sunny Southern California. Thanks for joining me today. You know, I think each show is directed by the universe, because when I see things in three, well, that usually is a sign to me that I need to be directing my energy to deliver something specific to you. So I got these signs this week, and it's all about our current affairs with Syria. And Syria is under the threat of missile attacks by the U.S. Well, in the past, we have done many shows with HeartMath Institute that gets large groups of people together to meditate in order to calm people down in a natural disaster. And we have done shows with Foster Gamble talking about the fraudulent practices and deception of the Federal Reserve as we followed the money trail. In all of the shows, even though I advocate for turning off the mainstream news media, my desire is not for the listeners to put their head in the sand, but instead to be engaged in receiving accurate news through the internet, free of the propaganda arm and free of the fear. Tonight I'm going to enlist the help of not only our wonderful energy shifter friend, Eric Altman, but I am going to be asking every single listener to participate and merge your energy with Eric's as we connect to Syria. What is going on is exceptionally important, as things could escalate into a world war. I hope that you will stay with us all the way through the show. Of course, some of you won't. Some of you will say, I just don't want to focus on that. And you know what? That's perfectly fine. Come back next week and we will talk more about the law of attraction. Even though tonight may lead you into the biggest understanding of the law of attraction ever. Tonight is about empowering ourselves through our energy field. And we are going to let Eric explain what we must do to bring about peace in a very chaotic situation. Having said that, we know that we can't interfere with what we should call destiny, but we can shift ourselves by the power of love. And that's what the show is all about tonight. So sit back, or perhaps you want to stand up and pay attention, because tonight it's all about changing our world to create something better on a global scale. We are coming together energetically, merging our energy so that the truth will shine for those who are willing to look at it. We have the opportunity right now to become a beacon of light in the midst of the lies and to perhaps shift the playing field into peaceful, loving individuals once and for all. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Join us for the Ultimate Energy Cruise featuring the phenomenal energy shifter Eric Altman on October 4th. Spend three whole days and nights interacting with one of the most powerful energy healers of our lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up today. This is going to be a sold-out event, so don't wait. lawofattractioncruise.com. Okay, we are back. And I'm going to give you information tonight that perhaps many of you have never heard before. Just to let you know, many people in Europe and all over the world are screaming at us to please wake up. Wake up to what's really going on. These people in other countries are calling us morons because we seem like we just don't care about what our nation has been doing to other countries. Have you ever wondered why other countries hate us so much? Well, I have. It's not that they're jealous, they're just angry that we seem to be more concerned about our cars, our kids, our status, other than what is happening that affects them in their world. This is the time to face the truth. Knowledge is power. We're at a crossroads here, and a great awakening is occurring, and it has to do with what our government is not only doing to other countries, but to us. I have always mentioned to you to stop listening to the mainstream media because they are being controlled and manipulated by the powers that be. I will clarify that no one is sure who the powers that be really are. Could be the bankers, could be the Federal Reserve, could be the financial elite, could be the stock market, could be major corporations. Could be the last few presidential administrations. We don't know, but it is clear that there is a group of people who are wanting to oppress humans and exploit everyone for power and money. Now, instead of depending on mainstream media for accurate information, I've discovered the information source of alternative media through the internet. There is so much more information and verifiable evidence coming through the internet. As a matter of fact, many alternative media sites are banding together as we speak to make sure their facts are documented and verifiable before they will even present them to the world. One of the places I go to is ThriveMovement.com by Foster and Kimberly Gamble. The questions they are asking lead to some of the most revealing facts of what is occurring on this planet right now. They do their fact-finding through Follow the Money System, and it provides incredible information of the corruption going on today in our banks and our government. Many of the alternative media sites have been bastardized through the mainstream media for being considered conspiracy theory sites. But in reality, these alternative sites use more sources and are not restricted in what they divulge. And also, you should know that if the mainstream media demonizes alternative news, it's because alternative news is delivering better information than the mainstream media is able to provide. There are about 50 credible news agencies on the internet. And as I mentioned, one is ThriveMovement.com. Another one is InfoWars.com. That's really been bastardized on the mainstream media, but it's good and it has accurate reporting. There is StoryLeak.com. There is The Drudge Report. There's Natural News. There's G. Edwards Griffin's Reality Zones, and all of these are credible sites that work together to verify information. What I have found is that the alternative media is true journalism, not only here in the U.S., but across the world. So the time is now to start getting the information from alternative media. I don't think anyone can be too busy to become fully aware of the current situation. The more you know, the more power we have. Knowledge is power. Waiting is no longer an option. We must know what's going on now. A few days ago, I read an article that gave me confirmation about how important it is for people to wake up and to become aware of what is really going on. The article is from StoryLeak.com by Mikhail Thalin, in which, during a short interview with Germany's DW News last Monday, former U.S. National Security Advisor and Trilateral Commission co-founder Zbigniew Brzezinski commented on the growing efficiency of war due to the increased political knowledge of the public. Despite Brzezinski's noted long-term relationship with Obama, which included a top foreign policy advisor position, Brzezinski denied any specific knowledge of his plans regarding Syria, saying that if the administration had a strategy, it was, quote, a very well-kept secret, unquote. Obama's Middle East strategy has been a mere continuation of the policy seen under Bush, exemplified by former four-star general and NATO commander Wesley Clark, whose admission of the Bush-era Pentagon plan was to overthrow seven countries, which included Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. On a side note, you can see Wesley Clark's admission of this on a few YouTube videos where he talks about this U.S. plan from the Bush administration openly. Their intent is for a regime change in which to control the oil. Although Brzezinski at times attempts to appear opposed to any military intervention, President Obama's actions in Syria, which include the support of admitted al-Qaeda fighters, closely mirrors several of Brzezinski's previous policies, most notably the opposition to the Soviet Union in 1979, where decisions made by Brzezinski led to the creation of al-Qaeda through the CIA funding. Brzezinski's call of the warning to the, quote, global political awakening, unquote, has only intensified in recent years. Last year, during a speech in Poland, Brzezinski noted that it has become, quote, increasingly difficult to suppress, unquote, and control the, quote, persistent and highly motivated populist resistance of politically awakened and historically resentful peoples, unquote. Brzezinski also blamed the accessibility of radio, television, and especially the internet for the universal awakening of mass political consciousness. Brzezinski also goes on to say, quote, the major world powers, new and old, also face a novel reality. While the lethality of their military might is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historic low. To put it bluntly, he goes on to say, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people, said Brzezinski during a 2010 Council on Foreign Relations speech in Montreal, Canada. That's the end of the article. Now look at what it just said. This article shows that the more truth we have, the more powerful we are. This is the reason for all the propaganda through the mainstream media. This also may be the reason that could squelch the missiles attack, well, for the moment anyway. I was just driving home from my office when I heard John Kerry talk about 1,400 people killed by sarin gas in Syria. 400 of those were children. Now, isn't it funny that the doctors across the borders, through the internet, only documented 355 people affected by sarin gas? Now, why is the U.S. government exaggerating these claims? Despite attempts by both the Republican and Democratic leadership to gain support for a war in Syria, a new Reuters poll revealed that only 9% of the Americans support military intervention. Foster Gamble stated that this proves the U.S. government is completely disregarding the will of the people. Now, remember my program on fluoride in the water? The same fluoride has been banned in Russia and China. Could it be that our government wants to keep us calm through antidepressant drugs and through the poison called fluoride that keeps us from wanting to know more information? The massive and growing evidence forced out by the alternative media, which points to a U.S.-backed chemical attack by Al-Qaeda, led by rebel forces, to be blamed on, as said, the government of Syria, has only accelerated the downfall of the corporate press that is now only trusted by 23% of the public. Now, because we know our government is not interested in what is best for the American people or the world, it's time to let them know that we know what is going on. They are truly afraid of our knowledge. While the U.S. government is calling for immediate calls to action, we come to realize that they are not interested in finding out the truth, because they already know that we know the U.S. is bankrolling Al-Qaeda, who are the rebels. And these rebels have admitted that they are the ones responsible for the sarin gas attacks. This was not done by Assad. As a matter of fact, it looks like Saudi Arabia, our ally, supplied the gas to the rebels. And the rebels didn't know how to use it. They didn't even know it was sarin gas. As a result, 10 of them died because they didn't know what they were doing. But I don't think you're going to be hearing that on mainstream media. That's because the U.S. government, who has a long history of using chemical weapons, i.e. remember Agent Orange, is responsible. Recently declassified CIA files revealed that U.S. government has a history of assisting and facilitating chemical attacks against innocents. I'm sure you will remember that we started the 10-year war off with Iraq because the U.S. told us that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. And if we don't get them, they're going to come after us. Now we can see that the motives again with the U.S. government are wanting to start a war to control the Middle East and all that black gold. The American propaganda from the news media did their job to the public, to the American public, thinking that we are all drugged up and fluoride poisoned. But now all the lies have caught up with everything. Because of the knowledge of the NSA and the collection of data from even those members in the current administration and Congress, I have a strong feeling that some of these people in Congress and the administration are currently being blackmailed. And if they don't follow through, things are going to happen. But that's my own speculation. I don't know if that's true, but I sure have a stinking feeling about that. The information that is coming out is that the U.S. wants to get Iran. And the story of Iran building nuclear weapons died a fast death. And it's all about securing oil and gas from Iran. Now, China and Russia obtain their gas and oil through Iran so that they are protecting their resource at a great price. This means that Russia and China will go to war with the U.S. to protect their asset. And this event could very well mean the start of World War III. From the U.S. standpoint, it may also have to do with the petrodollar, because Russia and China are now trading their own currency instead of the petrodollar, which is what Richard Nixon set up and is known to be the only international tradable currency for oil. And the powers that be don't want to relinquish their money supply from the petrodollar. That's amazing control. So in order to gain control, to keep the petrodollar, they want the rest of the Middle East. There is much more, but you can go and find out more information through the internet. Yes, let's be straight. We are on a path to World War III. Today, thankfully, the UK Parliament and Germany voted no on war because they couldn't afford it. On the other side, there are some really positive things that we can grasp. 91% of the American people do not want war, which is huge for us to tap in collectively. Collectively, we can improve the situation. We may not be able to change it, but we may be able to improve it. Tonight, energy shifter, energy transformer, and energy healer, Mr. Eric Altman, is back on the show tonight. Now, there is high frequency sounds playing in the background by CodeDimensions.com, and it's consisting of the 396 hertz of liberation, the 528 hertz of love and miracles, and the 741 hertz of awakening. Please set your intention now for your heart to merge with Eric's energy. Your participation is your acceptance of the overall intention. Eric has energized this entire episode from the beginning to end to help us all gain the clarity, release the fear, and to magnify the intensity of love that we are sending out. Welcome back, Eric, to the show. Eric, I just spent some moments revealing some really interesting stuff that many people may be surprised to hear about. And it's pertaining to gaining the clarity around the truth as to what is happening on the global scale and what it is that's being kind of hidden from us. It is truly a time of awakening for each and every American. Even though there are many issues, what I'd like to do tonight is to send some very intense heart energy or love and energy to the people of Syria to let them know that the American people, not our government, but American citizens are sending their heartfelt love to each and every one of them. I want to convey the message to them that we, the people, do not want the missiles to be sent. We only wish them a peaceful and abundant and prosperous life for themselves and for every member of their family. I'm hoping that we could convey to them that we love them, and that we're doing everything we can to stay informed so that these threats no longer happen. And then, Eric, I would love to send some love and peace to those leaders of the nations who are, in fact, a current threat to this very planet. There's no ego big enough to destroy the lives of mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and babies. But I understand that in order to calm the situation, we need to send all of our love to Putin, to Assad, to Congress, to Saudi Arabia, to our president and his administration. What's your opinion on this, Eric?
I'm in 100% agreement with that. I think that with the internet, it's getting in all the crevices of the world where it allows thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to be aware of things that even like 5 years ago, they had no clue that these kind of things were going on with the chemical warfare and things like that. I think that if we don't stop everything today, like soon, we don't have time in this matter. It's just because once the smaller countries like that, they feel threatened, the chemicals that they have and they can deploy, it doesn't take a lot of machinery or a lot of money or a lot of know-how. It just takes a lot of anger, and it takes a lot of fear, and that's what we're sending them right now. And so they're afraid, so they're gonna act out, and the chemicals that they have can eradicate the entire planet.
So sending them love right now that they can feel in order to calm the situation is a very good thing. I have a question to ask because I get asked this all the time because I'm in the law of attraction community, and there are many who think that if we focus on what is not good, like war, or even suggesting that there's a World War III possibility, that in fact we are focusing on something detrimental, which could actually bring it more into our reality. But I feel that if we know what is not working, what is the actual problem, we can then create something much better for us and our environment, which resolves the first issue. So it's my belief, knowing what's not working is actually a motivation for us to create something even more magnificent. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, it's black and white. Like, there's two different things, dynamically different things. Like, one is putting our head in sand, like you said, and one is being aware. So the awareness creates power, which allows us to act from a point of power. And so it's not colluding with these people that are trying to create war. It's actually like bringing more awareness, understanding what the situation is, so then we can get involved and then have some say in the matter, so that it doesn't get off the ground in the first place. If we wait around in a passive way, yeah, it's just going to create more venom, and people are going to feel more repressed, which is happening, which explodes, and so then the same people that are talking about, you know, like attracts like, are going to be wondering why they didn't do anything.
Excellent point. Even though we are spiritual beings having the human experience, we still are humans. And we've got to be in this density of a planet in order to create something better. We can't wait. We have to get involved. So what is it tonight that we can do to calm the situation, to send the love? What's our most effective approach that you and our listeners can do while they're listening to the first show, or in a month, or in 6 months? What is it that we can do?
The one thing that we can do right away is like to allow ourselves to see what is really true. See what's true by finding out for ourselves in any possible way that exists today. There's so many avenues. Through the internet is probably the most viable and most reliable avenue right now that we have today. Much more obviously than the newspapers and any other type of media, which is always run by the oil companies. And so they're there and presenting exactly the story they want to create upheaval amongst everyone, to kind of, it's like a smoke screen. Yeah, so the reason why we have wars, why we create wars, is they're excellent money makers. And so that's the only reason that any war has ever occurred. Yeah, that makes billions and billions and billions of dollars. Yeah, it's just a money pit.
So this begs the question, how do we get those leaders to pay attention to the people? How do we get them to understand that they can't control us? How do we go about doing this?
So the first thing that comes to mind is that when we calm down as an individual, like the power of that is amazing. So if I calm down completely and just trust, it's not, again, it's not in a passive way, that's a very assertive route to take, to set my attention to be calm and grounded in myself, and so that spreads like wildfire,
because we are one with them. when we calm down, when we feel powerful, then they will recognize the same. But what we need to make sure of is that the truth does not invoke any fear within us. We've got to accept it as it is. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Because just a little bit of that truth that gets peeled away from you then weakens that truth. So conversely, like just a little bit of that truth that catches on to someone else and it spreads, the truth will spread like a billion times faster than non-truth.
Now, Eric, because all of the listeners are going to be connecting to your energy, which you are sending out to Surya, what is it that you are focusing on so that we can try to follow your energy? What are you going to be doing so that we can do the same thing?
So, personally, then, I just focus truth right in the middle of a situation, that specific situation in Syria. And so then it blossoms out like an amazing, like a flower, like a love flower.
Oh, well, that's a great idea. We can envision a lotus being spread over that entire region. Is it just one area or is it all over?
Just see that surround. Just see like a almost like a cake. Yeah, like a lotus. The lotus is a great idea. So just to see that kind of just flowering out of that energy of just a pure love of emanating love from that.
So the lotus is representing the love that we're sending out to Syria.
And all around all the area around that, because the energy surrounds it again, like it emanates out from around that area of fear and the opposite of love. So just that surrounding area, being Syria as a target point.
Okay.
And then the area around just that surrounds that. Just that intention, that we just have to set that intention and the energy just goes there.
So are we supposed to envision the lotus around Obama, around his cabinet, around the military, around Putin and the Russian government, around Saudi Arabia, around Iraq, around Turkey, all of those areas, all of those leaders, we're supposed to see and send that love to them through the lotus.
Yeah, just to make it simple, and so that way that again, that energy is so powerful and potent, it cuts through all the opposite of that is the fear. And so it cuts through fear, so the decisions are made from a loving place, from a thoughtful place, and from a place that's not like greedy or scared or terrified.
Okay, great. So that's the answer, is to continuously send them love, even after listening to the show, that we need to focus on sending them love. Even though we may be angry, we've got to lose the anger so that we're not sending them anger. We've got to send them the unadulterated love.
Right, because so you can explain that to the audience as well, like when, so then it's like that selfishness of our own, letting our own anger, that's what's happening there. So we're doing the same identical thing that we're mad about, that we're looking at or pointing the finger at.
And here is the biggest law of attraction,
right,
lesson that we could ever hope to experience in our lifetime, because this is proof positive that what we think is reflected out to them, in which could start a World War III. This is major, and it's all about us.
Yeah, it's pushing us to the edge. Yep,
and this could be the edge of no return.
Okay.
For all the listeners, again, during the next 30 minutes of music, there's not going to be any talking, but there is going to be the beautiful high-frequency music by CodeDimension.com. Keep on returning to this broadcast. Listen over and over again to keep on sending love and to keep turning the situation around. Again, because energy will not only stay on this recording, Eric's energy and everyone who participates, their energy will be embedded into the recording. This is an ongoing love fest that will not only shift us personally, but shift the situation. We have to have this knowledge. Do not be afraid to go and see the truth, for the truth will definitely set us free. Okay, let's take a little trip to Syria.
Yeah, that's good. And then we have people here that will kind of we'll all put it together, and then the. Bye
bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.